Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Russ is 70. For decades, he was an alcoholic. He has prayed the Serenity Prayer every day for the last 40 years since giving up. But life was still tough. Several years ago, Russ was found living in his car. He was a painter by trade, but his employer had left him without paying him 10 weeks' outstanding wages. Russ had quickly used up all his savings and eventually ended up living in his car. He told War Cry magazine he'd never imagined ending up being in a situation of not having a home. He didn't even see it coming. He said it was like a smack across the face when he didn't get paid what he was owed. He managed to apply for the pension, but couldn't get enough money to meet the steep rental prices. So his car became his home in Caloundra. Someone told him about the Salvos. He met the local ministers and they arranged temporary housing for him in the Salvos building and helped him with his housing application. Soon he had government housing. Russ fights back tears when he shares his story and how several months later he witnessed the Salvos Connect team rescue another man who was 86, also living in his ute. This man, John, had been living in his ute for years and was in a really bad state. The Connect team took Russ with them when they went to rescue John. They took John back to the church, he had a shower, got clean clothes from the family store op shop, and they arranged public housing for him. Within 24 hours, 86-year-old John was in his own unit, furnished by the donations to the family store, and had carers organised. Russ said he witnessed miracles every day as they got John into a warm unit and surrounded by care so quickly. Well, Russ had his birthday recently, and the team threw a surprise party for him. And one of the best things was that 86-year-old John was there, and he was looking great. Russ has started going to Sunday worship services. He said he experienced God's love in action for himself and for John, and so he decided to follow the one who loves us all unconditionally. I'm Aaron Wright.